Hare Krishna. Contemplation is the natural result of attraction, and contemplation naturally results in attraction. Contemplation is a natural result of attraction, means that when we are attracted to something, we naturally think about it. Not just think about it in a passing sense or passing occasional sense, but we think about it constantly. It becomes the object of contemplation for us. So this principle can also be, so when we love something, when there's attraction, we naturally think about it. But the insight of the Bhagavad Gita, which helps us to move onwards in our spiritual life, is the converse of this. So the principle contemplation is the natural result of attraction means that at our present level of consciousness, we are mostly attracted to material things. And that's why we naturally think about them. We are attracted to sense objects, so we naturally contemplate sense objects. We fantasize about them. And in that way, often we get entangled and degraded by such contemplation. And at present, it is difficult for us to think of Krishna. Still, if we can, because we don't have so much attraction to Krishna, so contemplation on him, it doesn't happen so easily. But still, we can tap the converse principle. That is, contemplation naturally results in attraction. Krishna talks about this for material objects when he says in 2.62, Dhyayato Vishayan Pumsaha Sangasteshu Pajayate Sangat Sanjayate Kamaha Kamat Krodho Bhijayate. So he says, Dhyayato Vishayan Pumsaha. Because when he says contemplation, then Sangasteshu Pajayate, there is Sangha, there is attraction, there is attachment. And that attachment goes further, stronger. So while Krishna is talking about this principle for the material sense objects, that principle also applies to spiritual sense objects, so ultimately Krishna. If we strive to contemplate him, although we may not feel attracted to him, if as a matter of discipline we think of him, we focus on him, then by that we can steadily move on towards him. So Krishna talks about this as the dynamics of sadhana bhakti in 12.9 when he states that atachittam samadhatum nashaknosi mai sthiram abhyasa yogena tato mamichaptum dhananjaya. So in the previous verse, 12.8, he has said that just let your mind and intelligence be fixed in me, in this way you will live in me. But in the next verse, in 12.9, he says that is not possible. Atachittam samadhatum nashaknosi. If it is not possible for you to be absorbed in me, sthiram, steadily like that, then abhyasa yogena tato, by the practice of abhyasa, by repeatedly trying to fix the mind on me, what will happen? Mamichaptum dhananjaya, mamichaptum. You will get desire for me, you will become attracted to me. Why? Because the mind is so restless that even when it comes to the object that is supremely worthy of rest, that when it comes to the end point of its quest for happiness, it does not point to the end. It points somewhere else. It thinks that I need to do something more. I need to experience something else to be happy. But if we keep exposing the mind to Krishna, gradually the mind starts realizing, this gives so much happiness. I never experienced happiness like this. Where have I experienced happiness? It's so wonderful. Let me just continue in this. Continue in this way. And by such practice, we will become naturally focused on Krishna. So our attraction to Krishna will come through contemplation. So right now, we may sometimes become disheartened to see how quickly our thoughts get captivated with sense objects. But rather than getting discouraged, we can think that the converse principle is what can empower us. That by consciously striving to fix our mind on Krishna, in due course, the attraction will come. And once we become attracted to him, then the contemplation will become natural and will become relishable, eternally relishable. Thank you. Hare Krishna.